Good morning. 00 hours. 30 degrees. Good morning. 30 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Rain. 35 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Rain. 35 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees.
November 8 Romeo, Hotel Kilo. K8KCI. K8KCI. N8RHK. K8KCI. K8. KCI. November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo. You by frequency, Jeff? Nothing heard. November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo, Chesney. Clear.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees.
ACHYDF Mobile.
KC8YDF, KC8BOA.
Good afternoon, Rick. How's your day going?
It's been going along good. So far, so good. You got a little packet chirp at the end of your transmission there. But other than that, things have been going well.
So that's what I was going to ask him on the new radio. So, again, I don't know if I have all the settings correct or not, but that's, I was going to ask how the signal was.
Well, I'm not on the right antenna for that. I'm on a mobile antenna inverted upside down in the basement right now, off the ductwork. I haven't hooked back up to the big antenna yet until after the storm passes tonight.
All righty. Yeah, I said this is only the second time I've used the radio in the new vehicle, so the cord's a little short on it. It makes it up here okay. I guess once it gets wore out a little bit, it'll be a little bit better. So it just kind of makes the stretch being colder weather. Summer, it'll probably be better. But other than that, at least the audio, I can hear you okay. That's a good thing. It just only has a little speaker in the mic. And hopefully we have the training tonight. I haven't heard anything different. And severe weather is supposed to stay to the west of us, and most of it, rain right now, has gone to the north, so hopefully it stays that way.
Yeah, well, I saw earlier, it looked like, not only was it getting rain, but they were getting some ice as well, so that's not good either.
No, it's not. I know further up north, they were supposed to get freezing rain this morning. And I didn't get to talk to my wife if she had any problems. She had to go out and babysit the grandkids, and she had to leave early this morning. So, we'll wait to see for tonight. Hopefully it goes off okay. Know that Renee sent me a text, and she's sick, so she's not going to make tonight's meeting or the club meeting tomorrow night. But I said there are virtual meeting choices available, so you can catch one of the virtual. And if this doesn't go off tonight, that's probably what I'll have to do.
Yeah, the virtual meeting was about an hour and a half long, about 1.5 hours long. A guy out of Minnesota did it. That's who did the last seminar.
Okay. Yeah, I got to figure out this tail squelch on this. Anytime I unkey the radio, I get like a tail off of it before it clears. So it's like it's got an open mic or something. So I'm not sure what setting is turned on or not turned on, I guess. I still got to play with it. This radio is a little more complicated than your average radio. It's got so many bells and whistles in it.
if there's another station in there and you're not quite making repeater, yeah, you get a little packet on there, like it's trying to ID with the packet. I don't have anything there to read that set up right now, so, but that's my guess, is you've got some kind of ID on there. KCAVOA.
Yeah, there is ID signaling on. I don't think I have that on, but that's a possibility. Well, I'm glad I took the expressway home from work again, because the train's just coming through across Genesee, headed toward the yard, so it's going to be blocking Davenport here shortly.
Yeah, they've been doing that quite regular, haven't they? They've been pretty regular as far as hitting that 5 o'clock hour block in the road.
Yeah, they have been. It's been like twice this week and two or three times last week. So I've been taking the expressway going and coming home from work just to avoid that.
Yeah. Well, as long as the expressway is not backed up and everything else going on there, it'd just be probably just as fast.
Yeah, my only other option then is take 5th Street underneath the railroad, come out to Johnson, and then come up Johnson by the event center and across the bridge that way. But then I catch the train if it's going through Davenport. So you can miss it if it's on... I'm Washington, but you're still not going to miss it if it's coming through Genesee and Davenport.
Yep. Yep. I may do online church tonight. I think that might be what we do. Looks like it's available online, so I'll probably do that tonight online.
All right, I'm going to try and check the code for the radio here. I got to pick up, I got a mount that I had in the van, in the new one car for the handy talkie, and I took that off, but I left the mount still on the seat bolt here. I want to put my cell phone there so I have access to the radio controls from the cell phone. It's just I have a cell phone mount, but adapter, but it doesn't fit the ball size of this pedestal in here. So when I go to Dayton, I gotta figure out Lido will be there. That's what I bought the mount for. So what mount goes from there to a cell phone? So I can have the cell phone mounted to be able to see the controls. So we'll work on that one too.
Or if you're handy, you can 3D print one.
Well, yeah, it's got it. Because I got to have the mount to go on the back and in the ball and that. So it's got to have an opening and a screw-on mount and all of that. So those are made in, I think, polycarbonate. So I don't have any of that material. I'll have to wait until I get there. There isn't anything that I'm going to be able to print to at least the material that I have that's going to mount onto that ball and hold.
Yep. Well, you won't have much time between now and then as it is. But, once you get down there, you'll see other options and stuff like that. But you very well could probably 3D print something to make it work. I've seen some pretty interesting projects in there.
All right, I turned a couple of signaling switches off. We'll see if that changes anything.
No, it didn't. It didn't change. So it's still there. When you let off, we get the packet squelch.
All right, I'm getting the same thing on mine. When I get home here, I'll have to do it. I can't change it. I changed it while I was sitting at the red light, but no Won't have the chance until I get home. I'll have to play with it. So something's turned on that shouldn't be on again. I thought I had that turned off, but I made some other changes and turned something back on, I guess.
Yep, not hard to do. Yeah, it's, you have a lot of options there, and once you get it figured out, you'd be good to go. But just getting it all figured out and finding out what does what.
Exactly, when you got Bluetooth PNC and APRS and WinLink capabilities and all that in it, yeah, there's a boatload of settings in this software. And I still haven't been able, I've been able to get the APRS to track on the app, but it won't beacon out to the internet or out to the radio to show up on APRS FI. So I don't know what, I've watched several videos and I have turned on what they say to turn on, but it's not working. So I'm going to have to post some to a couple of the YouTube guys that have worked more with the radio and say, okay, what am I missing here? Because it's not beaconing out to the radio network to be picked up on APRS FI.
Okay, yeah, you may have to check that, and I'm wondering if that APRS signal is coming off of when you release the key there. So, yeah, you got some investigating to do and some playing to do before you get it figured out.
Yeah, one of the settings in there, a location setting, it won't allow me to turn it off. I turn it off and it turns itself right back on. So it didn't do that before. I could turn the signaling. I had identification for location and something else turned on, and I had those off before. I turned them on to see if that helped with my APRS FI setting, and it didn't. Now it won't let me turn it off.
Okay, yeah, when you're on keys, you know, like I said, you got that packet squelch, so whatever it is, there's something in there. It's just a matter of going through and double-checking all your settings and making sure you got it set up right.
Yeah, that's the problem. I don't know what the right setup is, so it's not like a normal radio. So, yeah, the problem is, too, I either have to bring it, get it back out of the car and bring it down the basement, or I have to sit in the car and, you know, have the ignition turned on in order to, and the radio connected to the phone in order to reprogram it. So I thought I had it set up all the way when it was in the basement before I put it in the car, but obviously not.
Yeah, there's always something. And sometimes you think you got something saved, and you shut the radio down, and you boot it back up, and it goes right back to where it was in the first place.
Well, that was the one thing that one of the YouTubers said, that he had something turned on. So if he set something up on the radio specifically, when he connected to his phone, it overwrote what he had done manually in the radio and set it back to what was on the phone setting. So I said, if you set up some special settings for somebody else's radio and then you connect your one to yours, it overwrites what you set manually. So there's a setting for that. I'm going to have to look through it again. All right, Rick, I'm going to let you go. I'm just pulling into the subdivision here. I'm 10 seconds from home. And yeah, I see they didn't do any work today with the rain and that. We still got a bunch of stuff from the cable companies still set up here. So, all right, we'll talk to you later. KC's my deal.
Yeah, it rained most all day today, so I don't be a bit surprised they didn't get anything done. I wouldn't want to work out there today. KCYVF, KCABOA. Have a good night.
KCYVF, please. KCYVF testing. YZF testing. KZ YZF clear.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 43 degrees.
YZF mobile. KZ8 YZF mobile.
KZ8 AVA mobile.
Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 47 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 46 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 46 degrees.
KF8, BLX, testing, Echo Link. Test 1, 2, 3. KF8, BLX, clear.
Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 46 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, cloudy, 46 degrees.